أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا. يومئذ يود الذين كفروا وعصوا الرسول لو تسوى بهم الأرض ولا يكتمون الله حديثا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that Allah Ta'ala does not make zulm, does not oppress anyone in any way. Whatever, in fact, whatever good a person does, forget zulm, Allah will show a lot of ihsan. Allah will multiply the rewards very greatly. For one neki, Allah will give minimum 10, and Allah will give 10,000, and even much more than that, as much as Allah wishes to. Now Allah reminds that the day of Qiyamah, what will be the condition, one aspect of the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشْهِيدٍ. پھر کیا حال ہوگا جب بلاویں گے ہم امت میں سے اخوار کہنے والا. What will be the condition of the ummats, all the different ummats, when we will present a witness over them? That is, initially, all the people who made kufr, shirk, who disobeyed Allah, they will deny. They will say, we never made shirk. We never disobeyed you. Then Allah Ta'ala will bring the Nabi of the ummat, and he will give evidence that I made so much effort on my people, guiding them towards righteousness, but they were determined and adamant to do the wrong things. And then that evidence of the Nabi will be fully accepted by Allah Ta'ala, and now the case will be watertight, and all the evidence will have been furnished, and then they will get punished. Then even if they still deny that, then Allah says, وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. اور بلاویں گے تجھ کو ان لوگوں پر احوال بتانے والا. When they will deny their nabis also, then Allah Ta'ala will bring Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will give evidence over all of them. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah gave him the knowledge of all the people of the first and the last. And in that complete, absolute knowledge of him, he will give evidence. And then it will be all the end of everything. And also, the people, when they would deny at the beginning that, oh Allah, we did not disobey you, we did not commit gunas, we did not make shirk, etc., Allah will put a seal on their mouth and let the parts of the body speak. And then the parts of the body will give all the evidence of what they were used for and what they did. And then the person himself, he will speak to the parts of the body and he will say, I did this all for your enjoyment. He'll tell the eyes, I looked at other women for your pleasure. The lips, I kissed other woman for your pleasure, and today you're giving evidence against me. Then all the parts of the body will say, أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah made us speak, and He has the qudrat to make any and everything speak. So we have no choice, but when Allah gave us this command, we have to speak everything that what we were used for. The hands, the legs, everything what it was used for, they will give evidence. And then that evidence will be complete. And the case, the sentence will be for the fire of Jahannam. And at that time, these people will see, يَوْمَهِذِي يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَعَسَوُ الرَّسُولُ. اس دن عارضو کریں گے وہ لوگ جو کافر ہیں, کافر ہوئے تھے اور رسول کی نافرمانی کی تھی. Now on that day, then all those people who made kufr, who disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala and who disobeyed the rasul of the time, every rasul who they disobeyed, they will desire and they will have so much of desire in their heart, لَوْ تُسَوَّ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ, کہ برابر ہو جاوے زمین کے, that they be just be buried in the sand and nothing is left of them. That is the time when Allah Ta'ala will order all the animals to turn into sand. They will turn into sand, mix with the sand, and there will be no punishment of Jahannam for the animals. Even if one animal did zulam on another animal, the revenge will be allowed to be taken, and after that all the animals will be turned into sand. They won't go into Jahannam. Seeing this, the people who are to be going to Jahannam, they will wish if we were also like animals, and we also could be turned into sand. They live like animals in this world. If an animal lives like an animal, it is just natural, it is an animal. But when a human being lives like an animal, and that is today, the vast majority of people are living like animals. They don't recognize their owner, Allah Ta'ala. They don't obey their owner, Allah Ta'ala. They're doing just what they want to, just like animals they are. So therefore, they are ulaika kalanam walhum adal. They are like animals. In fact, they are worse than animals. If animals don't obey, they are animals. You can't expect anything better from them. But a human being who is ashraful makhlukat, and he falls down to the level of an animal, that is inconceivable. Therefore, their condition will be very bad. And when they will see that the actual animals are turned into dust, and there is no punishment, they are not going into Jahannam, these kuffar will at that time wish that if we also could be like these animals and also turn into dust. But they will have to go to Jahannam and suffer the consequences there. And if they died on kufr, forever and ever in Jahannam. وَلَا يَتْتُمُونَ اللَّهَ حَدِيثًا. اور نہ چھپا سکو گے اللہ سے کوئی بات. And nobody will be able to hide anything from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is fully, completely aware of everything. Nobody will be able to hide anything and try and get away with things. There Allah's evidence will be 100% watertight. So in this ayat, we are encouraged to think of the day of Qiyamah. What we are doing here very secretly, what we are carrying on like animals here, what will be our condition on the day of Qiyamah? And after that will be either Jannat or Jahannam. May Allah save us. But if a person is to go to Jahannam, what will be his condition? And all that is dependent on how we live here. And particularly we see that our aqaid, our beliefs are correct. Our yaqeen is correct. And then all our ibadat, all the other departments of deen, our financial matters, our living in society, our akhlaq and character, how we live with our families, all those things must also be correct. Otherwise, with the dire and severe repercussions and result on the day of Qiyamah is unimaginable. So Allah has reminded us over and over so that we take the lesson. If we pass by all these signs which are so clear and still we don't take heed and we land ourselves in Jahannam, then of course we are much, much more worse than animals and we'll have no one to blame but just ourselves. Therefore, we should open our eyes and take heed and of where we are heading to. And also, we should open the ears of our heart and listen to advices which are given to us and not just push them away and feel that we don't need them. The consequences could be very, very grave in the grave. May Allah Ta'ala let us take heed and prepare for that day and for that real life of the Akhirah.